Freaky Crew Podcast Show again. I'm your motherfucking host, Mr. Mind Freak, and this bitch, along with my co-host,
Tori Avano.
I like how you laugh after you say your name. It's just so funny.
Because I know you're going to say something about it.
And my motherfucking dog, Mr. Avery over here, and we coming to you live at Los Angeles County Building because
room 109.
Yeah. Miss Ivano here needed some EBT cards. She's trying to get public assistance. Yeah. So they gave us a room so we can set this motherfucker up, and we are sponsored by JulieLand.com. So today the motherfucking subject is something that has went viral. I'm going to say this is an incredible movement. We have
Is this your Martin Luther King moment?
Yeah. Hell yeah. This shit is bomb, yo. This shit is bomb.
It's like, just want to be like, we're at a Baptist church. I need a choir.
Yeah, we just need to shut up and listen or else he's going to get mad at us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yeah, exactly.
Just like I was saying before, I was really interrupted by the fucking
I'm an
guy over here, yeah. Fucking tattoo tits right here in front of me.
Hush.
This new movie that's coming up, I can't really tell you the name. It's a surprise because I don't want nobody to end up stealing my shit. You know, people be stealing.
It's copyrighted.
Nah, this shit ain't copyrighted. Yeah, that's why I can't believe it. So, but it's a movie all about booty, cheeks, and cakes. Not booty cheeks, but booty.
Comma.
Cheeks.
Yeah, and cakes. I want to thank everybody that voted on this. Let's go ahead and list off some names. I'll read one, and silly ass over here, Tori Avano, will read off some. Mm-hmm. These are the girls that were voted on, and
are these like the recommendations?
Yeah, these are the girls votes. People want to see, and we don't have a winner yet at this point, but I do know who's leading. I'll let you start the list.
Okay, start off with Jada Stevens.
Woo!
Of
Kendra
course.
Lust.
Maddie O'Reilly.
Jody Taylor.
Kelly Devine.
Now this is for people who don't fucking know what's going on. Congratulations to Kelly Devine. She just gave birth to a beautiful baby. Congratulations to you.
Beautiful baby girl.
Right. Awesome. So next. No, what? What's
I was
that?
Gonna say so we can put her daughter on the list?
No, man. Can't do that.
Okay.
It's not nice.
Okay.
Now, see, that's freaky. Next.
Is Phoenix Marie.
Kelsey Monroe.
We have D. Siren.
Rachel Starr.
Annika Albright.
AJ Applegate.
Lola Fox.
Bella Bells.
And Courtney Combs.
Is there anybody else that I missed? Let me check this motherfucking list. Let me check this.
I think you missed one.
No, Dahlia Sky. Dahlia Sky is
And you also
one.
Missed Tori Avano.
Yeah, Tori Avano.
Yeah, have you heard of her? I hear she's nice. She's got really tits that
feel
really good.
No, you know what? I was very disappointed.
Why?
I was very disappointed because if you look at my list.
I saw my name there.
Your name was there.
She put it on herself.
No. So
she DM'd somebody.
No.
Hey, you freaky crew, right?
Yeah.
You better put my name on this list.
Exactly.
No, you know. No, that's what I'm going to do right here. That's what I want to do. All right. And last one on the list, Tori Avano. Woo!
I vote for her.
You know what's funny is I thought your fucking name was going to be all over it. You know what happened? You know it's your fault.
What?
You know why?
Oh, I didn't promote it.
You didn't promote it.
I didn't promote it.
You didn't promote it, and you retweeted something, and I think the Dark Falcon stood up for you. I think he was the first one.
Yeah, he's the first one that wrote my name. So
I can't vote. I can. I'm a fucking director. I can choose who I want, but it's all about the
Can I do? I'm sure you're like me. Let everybody vote, and then
I'll still make my choice, no matter what.
No,
it's like
actually,
every year I have the J Girl of the Year, and everybody always asks, like, who votes for that? I go, me, and it's all that counts. I pick the girl, and she wins.
I make the rules.
Exactly.
So the top two, I think, from looking over it, was Jada Stevens and Kendra Lust.
Mm-hmm.
because they're just booty girls. They're so, booty girls,
and they're fantastic performers as well. So yeah,
you're the director.
They're just booty girls.
You're the director, right?
I am the director of this movie.
So as the director, I'm going to talk to you here. It's like, what do you look for in that? For this girl you're looking for, what are you looking for?
I look for, well, that
besides the booty,
it goes with overall character. You know what I mean? Most of these girls I've shot or I've been around. Attitude and who's about it? Yeah. Who's about it? Who wants to fuck? Who's in it for real instead of just who's in it just
for the money?
The money, right?
Shit, you know what I mean? The money.
Me too. But I don't, you know. Now, to be honest, I love to do my job. I do a lot of shit for free. Yeah. I get people saying, "Well, you shouldn't do that." It's like I love it. Yeah. You know, if my bills are paid, my lights are on, it's cool. Because when they not, hide your fucking cell phone, because I'm stealing every motherfucking thing. But besides that, I like to have girls that are going to help promote the movie, that are about, you know, growing, because every movie is a brand. You right. never know. This could be your last movie. So each movie, you should treat it like it's your last. Girls that treat people nice. Girls that are, you know, because I do have a crew, and my crew may be the boss on next set. So if you treat, you know, the PA like shit, hey, he might be cutting your check next time.
Yeah.
Skin tones. No, I'm lying. I don't give a fuck about skin tone.
And on this list here, is there any girl on this list that you, I mean, look
that
at
that. That I haven't
there,
shot?
No, is there any girl, I shouldn't say it that way. Is there any girl that's not on this list that you think should be on this list that people forgot besides Tori Avano? She's easily forgettable.
That's a good question.
Who's not on that list?
Who's not on this list? That should be on this list.
That fits your criterion.
Fucking. Oh, you know who's not on the list? But she doesn't have a big ass. And it's not a massive ass movie.
Yeah.
I would say, hold on, I was going to say her, but no. Ryan. Cherry Ryan.
Mm.
And she was actually in, I forgot to mark her down.
Yeah.
She has a huge ass. Yeah. She has a huge ass. Ass is bigger than a motherfucker. But from what I'm hearing, she might not be with the porn biz anymore.
Yeah. So, they come and go so fast.
Right.
It's Monday. I'm in the biz. It's Thursday. I'm out.
I'm out.
Or I'm a retirer.
Yeah.
My test came back dirty. What the fuck? But, I thought that she, we were mentioning Kelly Devine. I thought that she has a body just like Kelly Devine. And that was the type of market. A lot of, from what I know, a lot of agents were kind of skeptical about that. I'm like, dude, she got ass. What do you think? Yeah. Like, it's a difference when you're a performer, when you're a director, when you're an agent. But one thing that we all have in common is the fan. Right. So if the fans have no voice, why do you consider yourself in business?
Yeah.
You should be able, an agent, I feel, I will be the worst agent in the world. because the thing is if the agent was to have like a spot where they are and they say, "Hey guys, what do you think about this girl?" Fuck her, keep her, kill her. And that's
fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah, right. But I want to do my own shit. And they would have a better input, because I think that if they would have been paying attention to the fans, there would have been no second guessing right on.
So what's this movie? Can you tell us what it's about? No.
Booty.
Okay.
Cheeks.
Okay.
That's all you gotta know.
So the next question is, what's your process? Because you're a creative fuck. What's your process for coming up with the ideas for this movie? Like, do you just keep watching things? Do you look at more porn for ideas? Yeah, what do you do?
I get inspiration. Just like I said before in one of my blogs, I get inspiration from life. I can look at a plant and be like, damn, that plant looked like a sexy open pussy. And I look at orchids and I'm like, look at that. That shit looks like a fucking pearl tongue. Like, I swear to God, I seen a bitch pussy like that. God. And then I look at a sunflower and I'm like, that's a hairy pussy right there. Like,
that's a big old
butthole. It don't even smell good. That fucking flower is gaping.
Tori, don't invite him over your house if you have any house plants.
I'll put him away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Who wants to hide their plants? He's going to judge my plants.
Or you could just stay outside.
Right. No, because you got plants outside. And I'll be walking around the house looking at plants like, girl, you know what this looked like? A prolapse.
Hide the roses.
Right. I'll be sniffing the roses. This motherfucker been on the same rose for 5 fucking minutes. Is he looking at something? But the thing is my process goes of just thinking of who I think will fit this brand. Because just like I said, every movie is a brand. It's not just a movie. You gotta have what it needs. And the good thing about my movies now with this new company, because this is for a new company, right. A lot of people think it's for Elegant, and yeah, it's not.
It's not.
It's for AA. Not Alcoholic Anonymous. So people's like, AA, what the fuck is that? I can't tell you just yet. Just hashtag AA. That's the fucking name of the company right now to you.
I love the fact that it would be, though. That'd be even better if you were, I'm making movies for Alcohol Anonymous.
Right.
It's sober porn.
Right. I'm surprised nobody has done a fucking a parody of that.
I know.
You know what I mean? But I love this idea. The fans really brought a lot of names. I might have a part two of this, or I might just select from the list that we have, and we'll go from there. But, you know, the fans voted, and I know for a fact that Jada Stevens and Kendra Lust are in this movie, definitely. Mm-hmm.
I think you have to have Tori Vano. I think she should audition right now. Show him your ass.
Man.
Show him your ass.
Let me see your booty.
Yeah, show him the ass.
Let me see your booty.
Tori, you're so shy for a porn star.
Yeah, most
porn stars come
giggling.
Most porn stars come over here and fucking are naked. Okay?
You're supposed to be about that work. You think you got what it takes to be in a booty? In a booty?
In a booty. In a booty.
Do you think what it takes to be in the booty? I'm like, see there? I'm thinking about being in their booty.
Oh, no.
Do you think you have what it takes to be a part of this movie?
Yes, I have a booty.
Yeah? Can you twerk that shit, though?
Yeah.
Can you twerk that shit?
Yes.
Let
I
me
can.
See.
No,
I see. No, this is your audition.
Exactly. This is, your audition this is the director. Right.
Yeah, you got to impress me. We friends.
First of all, he's asking you to twerk,
but
not
this
to
is,
suck. Okay,
yeah.
That's got to be
know,
different.
That's,
than,
a good
that's unique.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because the moment I'd be like, pull my dick out. No. You know what? All bullshit aside, there's rumors that saying that I fucked everybody I put on the box. Everybody that I put on the box, I fucked.
Well, I fucked every girl on Julie Land.
That's awesome. But that's true. But mine isn't real. I mean, because you got Jada, you got fucking Phoenix Marie, you got fucking...
No wonder you're tired all the time.
Yeah, Sophia, Aaliyah Love, Maddie O'Reilly. They said Maddie O'Reilly had to fuck me to get co-director of the movie. I'm like, well, goddamn.
No, she just paid you cash.
Some of those fucking rumors where you think it would be true, you'd be like, yes. So if there's a rumor out there where bitches is fucking me to get an opportunity, just let's roll with it. Because that makes me a stud. It makes you a slut. But, hey, you might be the next slut woman.
I think it makes the girl desperate.
But what's up with that twerk, though?
I know.
Oh,
come on.
God,
you want
really?
No, this shit, make it or break it. If you twerk this shit, you got it. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. Oh, don't make me do a motherfucking mind. Come on, let me see. Oh, no. So I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. She ain't twerking it. Let me see.
Oh, there.
Motherfucker almost broke the microphone. I don't know. Let me put a question mark by this shit.
I give it two thumbs up.
I'll call her later, see if she's trying to fuck for a box girl.
You got me on speed dial.
I'm texting her right now. So what up with that?
Two thumbs up.
Right.
Up five stars.
And you know, the thing is this actually idea came from a fan. The fan was like, yo, I think you need to do a booty movie that doesn't have to be necessarily anal. And that's what this is.
That's a great idea, actually.
Yeah, because the thing is, you put yourself in a corner when you're like, oh, this is going to be a booty movie, and we got to have girls that are about anal only. And yeah. I'm like, dog, do you know, that's not... easy to find, like right. Girls that have, because you see some hell of a fucking freaks that do anal and they have no booty. It's just a hole.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like spread your cheeks.
Spread your
yeah. Spread your skin. Spread your skin. It's like, oh, there's a girl actually that I don't want to call. She's very nice and I love her to death. She has loose skin.
It's like, but I'm just waiting. It's like, she's really great. She's wonderful. She's beautiful. But
no, it was coming. She's nice, but she has loose skin, and I'm like, man, I want to grab it. Like, is this? Let me. Yeah. Like, she just has loose skin. I'm like, does that shit?
Tori Vano.
Tori Vano got no.
Tori Vano's tight.
How you know?
I just saw it. That shit be bouncing.
I don't know. Shit look kind of loose to me.
But she's nice and she wants to do all this crazy shit. And I'm like, man, I can't film all that skin. Like, you know?
Yeah.
It's, I don't know what it is because she's, I don't even want to talk about it because people might be able to figure it out.
Tori, what do you think of this movie idea? Does this work for you?
I think it's a great idea.
Would you do a movie like this?
Yeah, I would. You know, because like he said, the fans chose, you know, what the movie's going to be about and everything. So it's pleasing everybody at the same time.
Do you like the idea of ass but not anal? Does that make sense? Kind of like what you're saying? Almost like ass but not anal. Not necessarily. Mm-hmm.
Right. Not necessarily an anal.
Yeah, no, it's a great idea. Because, you know, some guys have like an ass fetish but not necessarily an anal fetish, you know?
Let me ask you this. How many guys, when they're fucking you from the back, they'll put their dick in between your cheeks, smash it, and fuck it that way?
Plenty of guys.
Right. Yeah. So that's what this movie is about. It's about showcasing
the booty.
It's just, no.
The cheeks.
The booty.
The cheeks and the cakes. Sorry.
What's the craziest thing you've ever stuck in your butt?
Yeah, I want to know this.
Craziest thing? Mm-hmm. Not that crazy.
He holds up the Red Bull can.
No, water bottle. Red Bull cans are kind of... She can get that.
I could.
Hold on, let me see. Can you get a water bottle?
Maybe. If I could take Lex in my butt, then I could do this.
Yeah, that nigga's a water bottle.
Yes. We're talking Avion. We're not talking smart.
Like Shane Diesel or some shit. Now, see, that shit don't make me gay that I'm talking about another man's penis because I'm in the business. Now, if I wasn't in the business talking about other people's penises,
then that's just weird.
Gay. Yeah. That shit is kind of like, you know, what the fuck? But booties. Back to the booties. Uh-huh. What's the craziest shit you've ever put in your ass?
Not really that crazy. You know, just dildos, toys.
Fisted? Have you been fisted?
No.
In the ass?
Not in my ass.
Oh, shit. Challenge?
Oh, no.
I got
No, not my hands.
we're both holding our hands. Yeah, what about fisting?
I can get
Will
it.
Will this work?
No, but, you know, there's videos where girls...
Yeah, I know.
I love fisting.
Yeah, do you?
I got my pussy fisted once, but that was about it.
Did they open their hand inside?
No, it was actually recently.
Did they find your car keys?
They were tickling my stomach.
Oh, I saw, there's a video online where this girl fists the girl, like literally goes up to her and she's like pushing the girl's stomach.
Yeah, that's kind of, that's crazy.
That's not
what this movie's about.
That's not that type of freaky.
That's like whole arm length going, and I'm just sitting there just going, man, like I just want to see that. Puppet. I just want to see 20 years from now when that person is in the hospital.
No, they don't even shit. They just exit out. Just...
Yeah.
You just go to the bathroom just...
I won't name names, but there's a handful of girls one girl, like, particularly, I was talking on the phone one time, and she was driving home, and all she says, oh, my God. I said, what's wrong? And she goes, I just pooped. I didn't even realize. And she's just too much anal. And she just literally shit her nice Mercedes. I was like, well, go home and clean it up.
That's bad when you got to clean up your own shit.
Yeah.
No. I've done a double dragon before. It was either throw up or shit on the floor. And I threw up all over the place because I wasn't... cleaning up no shit. I'm not doing that. It's just not possible.
There's always accidents on sets, though, for shit, right?
Yeah, of course. And that comes with the nature of the business. Yeah. However, you know, there's an accident and there's a bitch, what was you eating last night? You fucking knew that your ass was going to be shooting an anal scene today.
Somebody had Chipotle last night.
Oh, man.
The beans.
One of these days, I'm going to share y'all a story about this milk experience. Where did I put that shit? I think I put it, I put it in one of my blogs. That shit was very
disturbing.
Yeah, very. Yeah,
I'm sure, and also, since you've worked with Jason, I'm sure you've seen some pretty strange shit.
That's where it happened. Shit like this don't happen.
I know
on
you
my
don't.
Set.
Exactly. Because no. You're freaky. He's.
Yeah, and you know, we're going to leave it at that. That motherfucker's a different being. So, I want to say this. Before we end this blog, I will say that you guys will be getting history in the making. There will be a first IR here that you guys have been asking for. And it's going to happen. So, I would like to thank you motherfuckers from tuning in. Hey, stupid, where can we find you?
On Twitter, and I respond. You can find me on Twitter at Tori Avano. That's T-O-R-I-A-V-A-N-O.
Do you got an Instagram?
Yes, I do. It's Tori Avano again, because I've been deleted a few times.
But a bitch.
And the next one after that is Tori Avano and again.
Tori Avano's back one more time.
Forever.
All right, you can find me Twitter. You can also find me on Instagram. I don't post, though, because that Instagram is fucking problems. M-I-M-E-F-R-E-K-A, motherfucker, at Twitter. And thanks for listening to the Freaky Crew podcast, and we out.